In my Thursday evening phone message and video message this week, I invited everyone in the parish to bring a Bible that you have in your homes to be blessed on this day. Today is the Sunday of the Word of God, so proclaimed a few years ago by Pope Francis. And if you did not bring a Bible today, then bring it next weekend, and I'll bless next weekend too. And if your family does not have a copy of the sacred scriptures of our holy faith in your home, call my office. I can think of only a few more important ways to use some of our resources of the parish than to ensure that every family in the parish has at least one copy of the sacred scriptures in their homes. Now, contrary to what some people outside of the Catholic Church believe, and occasionally some people within, we Catholics are a people who are formed and fed by the Word of God in the sacred scriptures. The Catholic Church actually compiled the Bible, preserved the Bible, and has always proclaimed the scriptures in our worship. Well, that last phrase, that we have always proclaimed the scriptures in our worship, is basically true. And what do I mean that it is basically true that we have always proclaimed the scriptures in our worship? I mean simply this. The Catholic Church was gathering for worship before the Bible, especially the New Testament, was written and collected. Think about that for a moment. Before Stephen was martyred for preaching the message of Jesus, the Catholic Church was gathering to celebrate the Eucharist. Before Saul, soon to be Paul, traveled on the road to Damascus, the Church was gathering for worship. Before Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John began to even think about writing the story and the stories of Jesus in the Gospels, the Church was gathering on the first day of the week to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to proclaim his message and to meet him in the breaking of the bread. The Catholic Church was celebrating and proclaiming the Word of God during the celebration of the Eucharist long before the Word of God was written and collected in the Bible. We are the Church that produced the scriptures. The sacred scriptures are one of the most important and valued parts of the sacred tradition of the Catholic Church. We love the scriptures. We honor the scriptures. We listen to the sacred scriptures when we gather for worship, because the true home of the sacred scriptures is the sacred liturgy of the Church. The scriptures are most at home when they are proclaimed in the Church's worship. And therefore we read the sacred scriptures in our homes so that we can be prepared to hear the sacred scriptures in its home when we gather for worship. And when we hear the scriptures proclaimed in the liturgy, God is speaking to you and to me at this moment. The scriptures are alive when they are proclaimed in the liturgy. No matter how long ago the text of the scriptures were written, when the scriptures are opened in the liturgy, today is the day when God is speaking through them to us. It is always the great today of the scriptures when the scriptures are proclaimed in the liturgy. And so today is the day when Isaiah announces liberation. Today is the day when we walk in the light of God's glory. Today is the day when Paul calls us to unity. Today is the day when Paul calls us to mission. Today is the day when Jesus preaches repentance. Today is the day when Jesus announces that the kingdom is at hand. Today is the day when Jesus says to each of us, "Come, follow me." For today, in the celebration of the liturgy, as once he did for the disciples, so today for you and for me, the Lord Jesus opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Today is our day to meet Jesus. Amen.